justice, an equal distribution of benefits and burden, and the fair allocation of resources. Okay, so what happens here is that when you're doing the experiment, your people have to have an equal chance of getting the treatments that are out there. If there's something that is going to financially be a burden, it needs to be equally distributed. Basically, what they're saying is that individuals shall not limit the delivery of professional service on any basis that is unjustifiable or irrelevant to the need for potential benefit of such services. So what they're talking about here is that I can't withhold treatment from particular groups of people or particular types of people because I want to. I can't do that. Everybody is allowed to get the treatment. And so when I do my groups, I have to make sure that there is no bias in the group. I do have to laugh when I submit grants to NIH or whatever. They always want me to make sure that I have males and females and all races and ethnicities represented and all age groups. And okay, I have to fill out a chart and tell them how many people I think I'm going to get in each one. And then I have to report that at the end. And it always cracks me up if I'm saying, you know, I want to look at the pre-reading abilities of preschool children who speak Spanish. And the first question they always ask is, well, why aren't you looking at kids who speak Romanian? And why aren't you looking at kids who speak Russian and Chinese? Okay, well, you're like, okay, I say in the title it's Spanish kids, so I'm not going to pick any of those kids because I'm going to focus on Spanish right now. I'll do those other languages another day, maybe with somebody who speaks them, okay? But it's funny, but this is where that's coming from, is this justice, is that everybody is deserving of good treatment. And for them to finance projects, they want to make sure that it gets the broadest impact.